You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. That's right, you got your homie Juz.
Benji Calavera.
Yo, daddy's home, Daddy Delgado, SES Vince, finally off the bench.
Off the bench, Poppy is home, celebrating a belated birthday, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Finally hit that 3-1.
Shut up.
Got that Reggie
3-1.
Miller.
3-1,
yeah, damn. Yeah, got that Reggie Miller.
That age. Reggie Miller, okay, yeah, okay,
get that
okay.
Reggie Miller going.
Live. I know it's been a time since we recorded a couple episodes because, you know, we took a little bit of a break. You know what
we
I'm saying?
We did, or you, like, or just us, me and Benji, because you were still podcasting out here, sir.
Well, I mean, to give a little background scenes, I did have like 3 other episodes in like the chamber. So I was like, you know what? Vincent, Benji, and the 3 of us, we've been kind of riding hard since, like, well, pause, since October. So I was like, you know what? I think it's summertime, Shot Town, you know, summer in the Shy is always a good feel. The festivals are out, you know?
Right.
I was like, I think we all need a little bit of a break. So, you know, we did the Get Your All-Stars, which was, like, 2 months ago. Dropped that. Lechon Diaries had that. And then This Your Boy Just with Travis talking about Ninja Turtles had that. So, yeah. So we here, we live. And I think right now is a good time to come back because everything with Forbidden Door, AEW Collision, you know, is popping off. We got Money in the Bank is popping off. You know, the story with the Bloodline is popping off. We don't know if Draymond Green is going to be where he's going to be playing at.
Yeah. True.
You know, we don't know if Bradley Beal is going to work out with the Suns. We don't know that.
Oh, man, that's something else. That's crazy.
You know, we don't know if CP3 is going to be joining Dwight Howard over there in China, you know?
Oh, man. In Taiwan.
In Taiwan. We don't know if he's going to Taiwan. Hold up. But yeah.
No, it's a good time, man. It's a good time. And honestly, this has been a long time coming because as 50 once said,
I've been patiently waiting for a track to explode on.
I've been patiently waiting to be back on the show, talk about this, talk about my winners, losers, get my sweaty session on, you know.
Yeah.
Justin over here, like, finally taking us out the bench. It's about damn time. I don't have the soundbite of LeBron James saying it's about damn
about
time.
That time? Okay, it's about that time. But yeah, we here. We live, we ready to, you know, we ready to do this. But yeah, appreciate you guys. Guys, we'll just start off. There's so much wrestling that happened this week. We got to figure out what type of wrestling fan were we.
I'll start things off because I feel like Benji
might have a better idea. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So I need to get my feet wet a little bit, you know? Dip my toes into the deep end.
Okay.
I'm going to say that I've been an emotionally engaged wrestling fan because Friday we saw the crumbling and the demise of the Bloodline with the whole closing segment of SmackDown on Raw. It was a very solid episode of Raw, like from start to finish. There was like maybe like a handful of stuff. You know, the rise of Judgment Day on SmackDown, we had a lot of LWO dubs. Yeah, 2 out of 3 dubs for the LWO. So that's always good. Shout out. And I was in attendance for Saturday's AEW Collision. Got the return of CM Punk. CM Punk returned. The show from start to bottom was actually very well done.
Yeah, it was.
The stage was fantastic. It felt like a way more well-polished show compared to Dynamite. Even watching it tonight, Dynamite feels like it's like an indie show still. And then I watched Collision, I watched the replay and stuff, and it's like, it's night and day, and I think that's a good thing to differentiate the two. But yeah, so emotionally invested. There's been a lot to emotionally be invested in.
For sure. What do you got, Benji?
Well, I also did my toes in the deep end, much like a submarine down to the Titanic, you know? Just...
Oh, man, this man went there.
Took out my Madcast controller, and I just was just all over the screen, man.
Yeah.
Hell no. I couldn't even gasp for air how much wrestling I've been consuming lately. Okay, you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, okay, okay. I got you. yeah, I mean, to speak on Titanic, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, yeah, I too was kind of an emotional fan as well. I mean, you're incorporating a lot of things into wrestling world right now that's kind of like could be overload, you know, but like at the bigger picture, it's all good things in the end, right? You have a lot of good things coming back. CM Punk is back. The story with the Bloodline is there. You have MJF and Adam Cole. You know, you got Forbidden Door popping off. There's a lot of good things in the overall multiverse of wrestling that's going on. It's all positive.
The zeitgeist
is all positive. You know what I'm saying? despite the you know, the weird CM Punk interview and the Young Bucks, you know, coming back at them and all that, like, little whiny shit that they keep going back and forth about. Other than that, everything's been great.
Twitter bio update.
Oh my gosh. Please.
Yeah, no, it's a reason why they've been labeled counterfeit bucks.
Oh, dude. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. The only reason why the Young Bucks made AEW is, like, it's like similar to, like, the Young Bucks making their own retweet group. It's like the same shit, you know.
I mean, that's one way to put it.
But however, that's the type of wrestling fan we were. But let's get into the meat and potatoes, the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Winners and losers of the week. I'll start off. I think for most of the winners and losers, the big win obviously is this whole Bloodline shattering, crumbling down, the big breakup, you know what I'm saying?
The drama.
You know, I don't know. We're all on social media, right? And, like, I don't understand, like, how some people are trying to say, like, the storyline is dry or it's being dragged out. And I'm like, didn't you guys want long-term booking, long-term stories? Exactly. Like, this is what kind of, like, people have been wanting, right? Yeah. So for me, I'm enjoying what's going on, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
For sure. I agree with you, man. Like CM Phil once said, don't touch grass if you're out here hating.
Right.
But I'm going to piggyback off of that, and I'm actually give a loser to Roman Reigns. Because he's losing everyone in the Bloodline. He lost Jimmy. He turned on him. He lost Jay on SmackDown. Oh. There's going to be a civil war. It's Captain America and the Bloodline Civil War at Money in the Bank in 2 weeks. So that's happening. It's only a matter of time before Solo Sikoa becomes Solo Sikoa and actually leaves Roman. So I'm giving the loser to Roman. He's haven't had the best week, so yeah.
True. Oh, real quick before we move, like, why is he still carrying three belts? Like, why is there three belts still?
He likes to interchange his straps.
Hey, yo.
Hey, tres straps?
Yeah.
Okay,
three
okay.
Strap Roman.
Okay, three strap Roman. Okay, I'm with it. What do you got, Benji?
A winner? I'm gonna go with Sky Blue.
Hey, okay.
She blew up, or at least her ass.
She's been popping off, like, from where she started,
literally.
So now, her rise has been incremental, you know, and she's in this tournament now, the Owen Hart tournament. So I like to see that she's been putting in the work. You know, she's been doing everything she possibly can to get better, and it's been showing, you know. Willow too. I'll throw Willow in there too.
Willow Nightingale, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We've been killing it as well. But now that's my winner for right now.
I'm with you there, Benji. I would argue that Sky Blue had one of the biggest reactions at Collision on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Punk had the biggest there, but she definitely had one of the bigger reactions of the night. Helps that it's her hometown too.
Well, I mean, Joliet, but that's fair.
Listen, if Walking Wild can be billed from Chicago, Illinois, so can Sky Blue.
Oh, wait, I'm like finding so many new things about Joaquin Wilde right now. He's where?
He's not from Chicago, Illinois originally, but when he wrestled in the Indies, he bills himself from Chicago, Illinois because Chicago became his second home. kind of like what's a good comparison? Remember when Redacted was wrestling? You know how he was from Canada, but they billed him from residing from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh yes, okay.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. Okay. So like going forward, he's just kind of been like from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
So he embraced Chicago as his home.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he's but... like someone from like Rockford or Naperville.
No, he's not even from Illinois.
No, but I mean, you know, they're not the from equivalent. Here, but the equivalent. They'll claim Chicago.
The equivalent. Like, it's funny. Like Juice Robinson. Juice Robinson. He's from Juliet.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well then.
Like that's one of the reasons why I like him is because when he came out at NXT, remember he had that hippie gimmick?
Yeah.
Like he's doing the whole Save the Earth gimmick. Like he was billed from Joliet, Illinois. And I was like, oh snap, okay. Like that's the only person I know that like represented the town that he's from and didn't just say, oh, I'm from Chicago, but really I'm like from like, you know, Plainfield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, shout out to him for actually being real with it.
Yeah, exactly. People
like to be like, oh, I'm from Chicago.
Yeah, shout out to Rock Hard.
Shout out to A. I mean, somebody's enjoying Rock Hard right now.
It's a reason. That's the reason why he's Rock Hard.
That's right. Shoot. You got to weather that storm. You got to weather that storm. You got to weather that storm.
Yeah, there you go. So Joaquin Wilde's actually from L.A. He's from Cali.
Dude, that's okay. That's so weird. To call Chicago your home and you're from L.A., that's...
Because that became his new hometown. I think okay. It's like, oh,
Chicago. I can respect that.
Embraced him. He carved out a niche mm-hmm. in the Chicago indie scene. So that's kind of what I remember him doing an interview and talking about that, why he wants to be built from Chicago, Illinois. And that only started becoming a thing when he became Joaquin Wilde in NXT.
Okay.
When he joined NXT, he started being built from Chicago, Illinois. Before that, it was from LA, from Los Angeles or somewhere else when he was DJZ.
Oh, respect. Respect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So for all you new listeners, this is the exclusive Joaquin Wilde podcast. Hey, for all
listen,
your facts.
Listen, it's time it's time we get the non-problematic Filipino wrestler on here.
Yo. You know what? You Joaquin Wilding out right now. You Joaquin Wilding out right now.
Oh man. Oh, he's stupid.
Who's next? Okay, hold on. Speaking of losers though, let's go into some losers. one person that is a loser that is in the same vein we talk about Chicago, Ali.
He's a loser? How come?
What did he do to get to participate in the NXT Gold Rush? I mean, he just had a beef. He's like, oh, you know, I ain't doing shit. Let me try to mix myself into this thing.
He was instigating in that match.
Dude, so instigating. You know what I'm saying? Funny, out here looking like a Marion. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my. Marion.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what kicks was he rocking?
I was trying to figure that out, too, and it bothered me.
Because
it bothered me so bad.
From an angle, it kind of looked like he was rocking 11s, but then you see the side profile, and I'm like, those aren't 11s.
Yeah, I don't know. They were like, you know, like how like there's like not the Jordan retros. They're just like the Jordan sneakers. They're like Jordan Fruit of True Flights. You know what I'm saying? Like kind of like not a retro model, like just a mashup of shit.
Yeah, like the six rings.
You go. Oh, yes, the six rings. Yes.
All right. I mean, he's got a good taste in sneakers.
It's black and white, matching with the stripes, you know? Okay, I'm cool. I'll let it go.
Man. I want to give Ali a winner because he's over here fucking with Wesley and Tyler Bate over there on NXT.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny. The slow counts and everything like that and how he's like counting all slow.
He goes outside the ring and starts bitch slapping Wesley. Oh man. Okay. All right. I'll go next.
Okay.
Speaking of NXT, I'm gonna give a winner to an NXT alumni making his return to Monday Night Raw, and that is Tommaso Ciampa. Yeah. Not only did he return and get the win, but he made his return with his old theme song.
Mm-hmm.
He got his OG theme song because if we remember correctly, when he got called up to main roster, like maybe a week or two into it. they changed his theme song and everyone was not happy about it. He was trying to like justify that it had a deeper meaning behind the theme song, but that just lets you know that he wasn't really feeling the song himself. If when he made his return, he came back with it. So I was hyped for Ciampa. I'm glad he was back, Psycho Killer. And even though he's from Milwaukee, you know, I still support him.
Yeah, support.
Yeah, shout out to the Midwestern.
Yeah, no, you're right. Midwestern.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Midwesterns.
There you go.
What do you got, Benji?
Another winner I'm going to have. Oh, I'm going to have my boy CM Punk. You know what?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Interesting.
Go ahead.
Surprise. Listen, man. There was a lot of speculation, a lot of talk on the Twitter, a lot of, you know, discourse about what is going to happen and everything. He came over here. He said what needed to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Drew the line. You soft. Where's the lie? You know, the crowd being there and, man, listen, it was my first time seeing the god CM Punk live in Chicago in the UC raucous crowd.
Yeah, and the
no
UC
deodorant, but it don't matter. Yeah. It was great. It was awesome. I'll never get floor seats again because being 5'6", I can't see shit, but I'm looking up at the screen and I'm loving it.
Well, if you get floor seats, at least get first row.
I got the sixth row and it was a mistake, but that's okay.
But you were in the trenches. You were in like the, you know what I'm saying?
In the trenches, in the ambiance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were in the mosh pit. You were of the wrestling crowd, from what I heard.
Real quick, take a pause on the winners and losers. But give your experiences, y'all. Like, how was it going? How was it there?
Do you want to start benching, or do you want me to go first?
I mean, I've gone to shows in the UC before, but this is my first AEW show, my first Collision show, and the first time seeing CM Punk. So for me, it was a big deal. You know what I mean? Right. I didn't know what to expect, being that it's my first AEW, first Collision show, you know? I didn't know how the crowd would be, because you go to enough WWE shows, you know kind of how the crowds are. You go to enough indie shows, you know pretty much what you're dealing with.
Yeah, the smells.
Yeah. There's definitely that. I had a whole group with me, dude, and it was a lot of fun. That's the main thing I'm gonna say. It was a lot of fun. Because there's nothing like a show in Chicago, man. Whether it be an indie show, a WWE show, an AEW show, whatever you want. If it's in Chicago, dude, the crowds are always
The fan base is hot. Yeah,
they're always hot. A lot
when it's people from here. When it's people from here,
yes,
and if they're not like Chicago Cubs fans, it's dope.
Okay.
Over here. I was gonna say a little diss to the north side. Okay, all right.
Yeah, even though I live in the north side.
Yeah, that's why you get a little sassy, but that's all right. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I definitely would go again. I love the United Center, man. Like if you haven't been to any kind of show in the United Center, it's dope, man.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. I mean, when you go there, it's a historical place because obviously Michael Jordan and the Bulls, you know what I'm saying? And plus the new features that they have in there is a lot better, like that big-ass lounge that they have. The food, I think, is better you know, compared to before. I mean, it was okay before, but now they have, like, a lot more variety now.
I will say this, though. I will say this.
Yeah, that's for damn sure, yeah.
I had forgotten about concession stand food and the price of it.
Oh, dude. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there's six of us. We decide, let's get six drinks. Mm-hmm. Right? Not even alcohol. Just get six Cokes.
Right.
Right? Okay, let me get a little Pibb, popcorn.
You
want to
get yourself
there.
A Mr. Pibb? You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Pibb, let me give myself a little popcorn. Maybe some chicken tenders. Okay, cool. Ring it
tendies?
Up.
Okay.
$111.
Damn. Yeah, that's UC right there.
Yeah.
Bruh. That was almost damn near what the tickets were.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds about right, Benji. I went ahead and got myself a Sprite and some nachos.
Yes.
I was craving some nachos. As for me, I sat in the 200 level, so my sister got them for me for my birthday. So shout out to my sister getting me that birthday gift.
Shout out.
First time ever sitting in the 200 level, because I've gone to Bulls games at the UC.
This guy right here. Damn, Mr. VIP. Yeah. Brag over
Let
here.
Me just slide that in there.
Chris, I'm sitting with the pores.
This is my first time riding coach, but all right.
No, because whenever I go to the show, not a show, but whenever I've gone to a game, it's always either been A, 300 level, or B, in the 100 level. I've never sat 200.
Oh,
level.
I see. Okay. Yeah, so never in the middle. Never in the middle. Okay.
Never in the middle. And never ride the middle. So,
pause. Hold on.
But it was a great experience, honestly. Like, the view was fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out to Tim King from the Tim King Wrestling Podcast and also the Bloodline Network, because he had found out that I was at the UC and he upgraded his seats. So he still had like two seats available in the 100 level first row.
Uh-huh.
And he had offered them to me. He sent me, it took a while to get the screenshot because of the service in the United Center was kind of pretty bad.
Right.
Which is why I connected to the Wi-Fi. So it was like quick. With little like tidbit of information, if you go to the United Center, get that free Wi-Fi.
Get the Wi-Fi for sure.
Yeah, get the Wi-Fi. Link up with that free UC Wi-Fi. So we did that. I got the screenshot about maybe 30 minutes into the show, but I'm like, I'm very much enjoying the show. I don't really want to miss anything because the card was kind of stacked.
Yeah,
like I don't think there was anything on the card that I didn't care for. Which is very rare to say for an AEW or even the WWE program. There's always like one or two things that I don't care about, mm-hmm. but everything I enjoyed. So I didn't want to move. Mm-hmm. It eventually did end up upgrading after Collision, after the main event, when they were taping Ring of Honor. And I got to see that crazy Chicago street fight between Kira Hogan and Athena.
Oh, yeah.
My dumbass did not know that was after the show. I left.
Yeah, because I upgraded. Yeah. I'm like, hey, yo, where's Benji? Benji, where you at?
I thought it was over.
Bro, it's never over.
I thought you left for because you had your own Chicago street fight.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah, there was a little ruckus.
This man over here fighting with short, with the small school bus kids.
Hey man,
to be fair, that wasn't your intention, you know what I'm saying? You didn't know, because honestly, like, if that type of stuff happens, if you're in a crowded area, obviously, you know, it elbows and everything is going to be hit, you know. You just like the right thing to do is just be like, oh, you know, my bad, right? Mm-hmm. But after like the eighth, fifth time, it's kind of like, you know,
the second time,
right? I gotta make it known that, yo, you hitting me, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, obviously,
yeah, but I mean, that happens. And then you turn around, and it's an orphan from like the inner city. It's like, what the fuck?
I'm done.
It's like, I'm not saying this has happened to me. I'm not saying that I've done this. I'm just saying, right? Somebody I know. It's like, you know, you go to the handicap stall to use the bathroom, right? And you think you're safe and you're fine. Come to find out that somebody that is actually handicapped needs the bathroom. And you feel bad.
See?
And, no. You know, you might say that you leave bathroom kind of. You know, like you on the same level, but
yeah. Unsanitary.
Yeah. So
nah. You know one time we had gotten resale tickets, I think from like StubHub or something.
Uh-huh.
And they were like handicap accessible seats in the Allstate Arena. So we it was like that little like balcony like area in like the in like the 119 or 111 section or whatever. Yeah. And we were sitting for a row. We got folding chairs and stuff like that, and we sat down and everything. And then we noticed that no one was actually showing up except for some other people. And there was like maybe one or two chairs still available. So we hit up our friend Ben and told him, hey, in the next match, you should slide down here. I'm going to send you the screenshot of the ticket so you can sit down. And he sat down with us. And then like this was maybe like 15 minutes into the show, 15, 20 minutes into the show. 10 more minutes pass. And a family comes in with a handicap individual. Mind you, we didn't knew they were handicapped spots when we bought the tickets, but you know what? They were what they were. And the individual was able to roll their chair by the balcony and see everything. However, pops and moms had to like stand behind them the entire show because there were no more extra chairs left there.
Oh no.
I think maybe at like it might have been a pay-per-view, I can't remember what it was. I think at like maybe an hour into the show, maybe an hour and a half into the show, they were able to get like two more chairs for the parents so they can sit behind the handicapped child. But I'm looking at my friend Ben, I'm like, hey yo, nobody snitch. Nobody say shit. And my sister's like, I won't get banned from this. I won't get banned for y'all. So if push comes to shove, I'm a snitch. So shout out to my sister for getting me collision tickets, but also shout out to my sister for being a snitch. She was ready to snitch.
Oh my god! The seats for the parents you guys were in?
No, it's like a certain amount of space. You get like a certain amount of chairs. Okay. And we had taken the last chair extra that they
and
had
you
there.
Just noticed that section was still
because we noticed there were like there was still a chair over there. I'm like, hey, no one's showing up. Hey, you should come over here. Because there's no seating. There's no seating numbers there. It's just you just grab a pull-out chair, like a folding chair.
Right.
That's it. That's all.
Gotcha. But you thought it was just an aisle space.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Didn't think nothing of it.
Okay. For anybody that's listening to us that might, you know, be handicapped or, you know what I'm saying? These are just stories. We're just sharing stories, you know?
Yeah, experiences, if you will.
Yeah. Benji, you want to conclude this that statement for us?
Sure. Donate to your local charity, and
yeah,
somebody help me out here.
And if you don't donate to that charity to help the needy, Benji's gonna give you these hands like he was gonna give that one.
Oh my on Saturday. God, you.
He over here doing his best Sonya Deville impression. Talking about
he said he had to
tie your hair, put your hair up and square up, looking ass. Talking about Sonya Deville, pull your hair
up and square. All of a sudden, he had them gloves. He had them fighter gloves in his pockets. He had them fighter.
You start hearing the Adonis theme song from Creed 3 with J. Cole playing in the back. Start playing "Lose Yourself" by Eminem in the background. He's getting ready to lose himself in the moment.
I hate y'all.
Oh man! Hey, you know what? I'll transition us. You know what? You know who took a bigger L this whole week? I'm gonna give that shit to Natalya because she out here got squashed by Rhea Ripley one more time on Monday Night Raw. I heard people talking about how, oh, what's the whole point of taking the woman to Saudi Arabia just to have them do a squash match? What? Well, it's to put over Rhea Ripley. So she looks like a fucking beast and a monster. Natalya shouldn't be able to be on her level. And then, sure enough, on Raw, they did the exact same thing. Obviously, they're doing a crisis of confidence thing for Natalya, but they're building up Mommy Rhea like the fucking baddie she is in that division. Yes.
No, so, I agree with you. And why do they got to bring Saudi Arabia into it? Like, that was a whole nother... That was a long time ago. That paper was a month ago.
No. It was from a long time ago. When it happened... That's when I was seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
Was like, oh, why make the women fly all the way out to Saudi Arabia to have a squash match? And now I'm like, to put Rhea over. That's right. Why.
Get your.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, like, you're right, because she's been kind of like not lackluster since she got the title, but they're trying to like rebuild her up. you know, like get everything in motion for her to look like a monster. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So yeah, I mean, I got no problems with the way they're booking Rhea. Actually, I mean, Rhea's all over Raw. To me, Raw is Rhea. You know,
Rise Rhea. There you go.
Especially the way it's been going on for the last like month. I mean, Judgment Day, shout out our homies Dom. You know what I'm saying? Can never do us wrong. They've been running Raw, in my opinion.
Honestly, I've been a long time advocate. I've been saying this since like a week or so ago, but especially after this week, I'm an advocate for give Priest the briefcase. Let Finn get the world title off of Seth. Have Rhea retain her title at Money in the Bank and have Dom go over on Cody. Because I've been saying, Dominic is beating Cody Rhodes at Money in the Bank. Matt gave me the side. I was like, oh, Cody's not losing to Dominic Mysterio of all people. I'm like, bro, I'm telling you this right now. You can remember the name. Daddy Delgado, when you see Dominic Mysterio get that dub, I didn't say how he was going to do it. I didn't say it was going to be a clean win. I didn't say there was not going to be shenanigans involved. Mm-hmm. I just said he's going to get that win and he's going to be put over at Money in the Bank. And I still, to this day, feel like that's going to be the biggest win. Like, if anything else doesn't happen in Judgment Day, at least Dominic's going to get that dub at Money in the Bank.
You think Lesnar pops out and helps and gets Cody the L?
That's my big hypothesis at the moment.
Okay.
Hypothesis. Okay. That's a good word for Vince.
Listen, Vince.
Vince, what the? don't sit here and diminish my vocabulary.
No, but you know what? I mean, everybody knows, and that Getcho rides with Dom. That has been our guy since forever, and we can't let you ride that opinion alone.
We've been riding Dom since day one for sure.
Listen. Pause. Hold up. Pause. Rewind. Wind that back. Did y'all catch last week though? How Rhea when the Judgment Day were backstage and Rhea and Priest were talking, and she was saying, I'm not worried about Cody. Like Dom knows how to handle a nightmare. And then Damian Priest is like, hold up, time out. What you mean by that? Huh? What you mean by that? Huh? I see you, Dom. And then Rhea's like, nothing. Don't be like that. Don't be like that, Priest. Don't think like that. And then you see Dom just give him the fucking wink and smirk. You know what it be.
He knows his character so well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He knows exactly. I'm with you. I can see Dom beating Cody. It's not going to hurt or it's not going to do anything to both characters anyway. You know what I'm saying?
No. Exactly.
But I will say this. Okay. I know that the person that doesn't get the most shine is Finn Balor. I mean, he's getting his shine right now with this feud with Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, some people say that he's like the least person that has the least personality on Judgment Day. But honestly, though, when his haircut is not gelled, he is giving Edgar vibes. So, I mean, most Edgars don't really have personality anyway, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, he's kind of playing the role, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. unlike most Edgars, he was out here being aggressive and assertive and wrecked the fuck out of Seth on Raw.
Right.
That was actually one of my winners as well. It was going to be Finn Balor. This aggressive Finn started off the show fucking up Seth Rollins, gave him 4 coups de grace. Then afterwards, later on in the show, he attacks Seth Rollins and assaults him backstage, fucks him up some more. Then he gets on the mic later on in the night and says, fuck you, Rollins, and then just kind of goes off and shit. Saying he's like, no, you're not going to defend that title with no one tonight. You're not going to defend that title against Braun Breaker. If anyone takes that title off of you, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And not only do we appreciate this new Finn, but so does Seth. He was doing a little like... Zoom call from the nurse's office.
Oh yeah,
saying that this is the Cody that this is the Finn that beat me 7 years ago. This is the Finn that I want to see and made the bank. So the juices of his guilty pleasures have been titillated.
okay, mensoir. But also, he beat his ass at the end of NXT Gold Rush too.
Oh, I haven't finished NXT. I got up until the Cora J Dana Brooke match, and I haven't finished that match yet.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah,
shout that out was Dana Brooke. Shout out
Dana Brooke, man. Shout out Dana Brooke
there too.
Hey, what do you got, Benji?
for my next winner, I'm gonna say my winner is Dana Brooke. I'm gonna transition right into that right there.
Because you want to elaborate on
Sure. A lot of people like to cheer that she got injured. A lot of people like to, you know, say.
Wait, she got injured?
Like a while ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like this week, like last night.
She got injured, and then the crowd cheered her getting injured, you know, and everything. But much like an older Sky Blue, Dana Brooke has been putting in the work. People don't realize it. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna stand tall for my white girl over here, Dana Brooke.
He said, I'm all right with my white
girl. Okay, get your milk of magnesia over here. Get your milk of magnesia. No, but I agree, though, even though jokes aside, I agree with what Benji's saying. Because when it comes to, like, up-and-coming talent, you put them in a ring with somebody experienced like a Dana Brooke. Mm-hmm. You know, to see if they got the skills to, you know, be in-ring general, to call a match, to get over with the crowd. You put them with somebody like Dana Brooke. And to me, I've been saying, like, I wish all the spots that Natalya gets, all the stuff that they do for her, I wish they would switch roles and have them be Dana Brooke instead.
Yeah, go right? ahead. Have her be the one feuding with Rhea and get a right. squash at Saudi and Raw. You know?
Right.
Honestly, I don't really need Natalya on my television screen, just like I don't need Dolph Ziggler on my television screen.
Dolph do? What?
Bro, do we really care about Dolph Ziggler in 2023?
SummerSlam.
It's hard.
Survivor
it's hard
Series. Pass. Dolph Ziggler.
But okay, that was how long that ago? Was forever ago. The Sting was in WWE at that time.
Yeah, exactly. That was Sting's debut in WWE. This man can't even take himself seriously. He turned off his camera. This man.
Yeah, actually, it's funny because that Survivor Series, yeah, it was a moment for Dolph Ziggler, but it was overshadowed by Sting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so Dolph has had three big moments in his career, I feel like. Okay. His Money in the Bank cash in on the Raw after WrestleMania.
Right.
Him being the sole survivor for Amy Schumer? him being the sole survivor of Team Cena versus the Authority at Survivor Series right. that year. And finally that IC title program between him and The Miz yes. on SmackDown Live. Like, what was it, like 2016 when they were having that? Something so like those that, are yeah. like the three big moments. I mean, if you want to give him a fourth, it's when he beat Bron Breakker for the NXT title recently. Because no one was expecting that. So
yeah,
there's that. He hasn't had too many moments.
Yeah, I mean, right now, other than the stuff that Vince mentioned, he's just known right now as the it should have been me guy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of with you. At this moment right now, I'm not really – I can't place him in the winners and losers for Dolph Ziggler. I just don't care.
I'm all out of winners and losers. You took my last one, which is Finn. So
okay. Moving on to, like, Forbidden Door, is there any matches that are, like, the ones that you're really hyped to see? Or
obviously, Okada,
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryanson?
Brian yeah. Danielson.
Right.
Dyslexia, sorry.
Yeah, that's the match for me that I'm looking forward to. Aside from that, I'm not really looking forward to many matches. I don't think I'm going to be watching.
Although, I don't know if they could top their first match, but Omega Ospreay had a really crazy first match. The first time they fought.
Yes.
I don't know that they can top that, but...
I mean, a lot of people said that about Jericho versus, not Jericho versus Omega, and they've also said that about Omega versus Okada, the first
for
one.
For sure.
And it did the time limit draw, the 1 hour match mm-hmm. In Dominion between Okada and Kenny. So I think they can pull it off. Do I care about either wrestler? No. Are they good wrestlers? Sure. Will I watch the match? Probably not.
Okay.
Will I hear about it? Sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me, overall, Forbidden Door, I'm kind of just looking at one match, Okada versus Bryan Danielson. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the gist of it. I mean, I guess you could say Tanahashi and MJF too, but I don't know. I'm kind of like, that match could surprise me, but at the moment, I'm not really looking forward to that. I kind of wish it was just champion versus champions, right? Like, why is Sonata going against Orange Cassidy?
No, not Orange Cassidy.
Sonata's facing Jungle Boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Bro, that's even
that
worse.
Shit, that shit was like the most random shit ever. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Jungle Boy just lost his fatal four-way match to become AEW champion. You gonna reward him versus Sonata? You're trying to build up Sonata as one of the big names in New Japan? Put him in the big name. Have him in there with, I don't know.
MJF. It should be champion versus champion.
Champion versus champion, or you could do versus Hangman. That'd be a good match.
Oh, that'd be a good one, too.
Yeah, do something more interesting than fucking Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Right.
I think it's because out of the, when they had the whole Pillars thing, he's the one that lacked out of all of them, surprisingly.
True.
And this is their way to, like, I'm assuming just give him a little boost, you know?
Need to give him a booster seat.
I mean, yeah, a kid's reason. Menu. They need to give him a kid's menu. They need to give him.
Yeah, that's why he was over here rolling or riding with Luchasaurus, because that was his booster seat the entire time down the ring.
I see what you're doing.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, that's pretty much all I have for winners and losers. It's kind of been like a very chunky wrestling week.
Oh yeah.
Very thick. Yeah, thick, right? Like sky blue thick. Like but 30. As far as like news and rumors, I really don't have any. I mean,
what?
Yeah, I mean, as much as like stuff that's been out, it's all been kind of like just all hearsay. Dave Meltzer, right. And I don't feel like reporting like all his shit, you know. So,
yeah.
Other than that, I really don't have anything to like worthy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we could just skip news and rumors.
Yeah, and go into what we here for.
All right. Yep.
So what are we here for?
Get you.
And now, sweaty session.
Oh man, not Benji over here looking around in the sky like an all that skit.
Well, you know, for this sweaty session, we thought it'd be fun and talk about Tony Khan's addiction with cocaine. Since everybody always makes cocaine jokes.
That's what we're doing?
Since everyone always makes cocaine jokes, right? And then by touching their nose, doing the little snort, whatever. But, you know, here in Getcha, we want to elevate a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to snort a line?
We're gonna blur the lines. We're going to start some lines, right? We're going to get it out on the table right now. No, but for real, like, we're going to just basically talk about the cocaine that he smokes. Like, the best cocaine is pure white cocaine. Mm-hmm. Right, so I think we need to give our emphasis on how white the cocaine is.
Okay, can I start?
Go ahead, start, please.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it thinks it's the real Slim Shady.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
This is like your mama jokes.
Yeah, basically, kind of like on the same level. Yeah, it's
terrible.
What's it called? Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it won't let him play Xbox Live Black Ops.
Oh, I would have adjusted that and say it's like it's so white that it says the N-word on Xbox Live playing Black
Ops. Okay.
Listen, okay,
I think I'm getting it. Okay, let me try. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white. It sings Sweet Caroline.
Oh, man.
Sweet.
I like that. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it's in the tag team with Sheamus.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, man.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it upgrades your credit score.
Okay, all right, that was a good one. Benji?
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it comes with reruns of 90210.
Yeah, I had something like that too. I said Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it's a Friends marathon.
Oh my God. Okay, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it sells propane and propane accessories.
Okay. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it says, no, I'll pay for the bill. I'll pay for it.
Oh my god.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white it comes with tiki torches.
Get the
Oh man. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it's a Republican in Knox County.
Ooh. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it says, can I speak to the manager, please?
I was going to make him a joke like that, but I couldn't figure out how to put it together. Oh my god, that was my favorite so far.
Damn, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it stormed the Capitol.
Damn, that was my next one.
That was a good one.
I was going to be like, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it stormed the Capitol with Jericho's wife. Ah, damn. Okay. Justin, you can go again.
Okay, okay.
I'll double dip.
Okay. No problem. What's it called? Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it lets ducks cross. not saying that we would run over them. It's just like, you know.
They come to
a complete halt. I mean, like a complete halt to let the ducks cross. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Okay.
Shit, I just had one. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white. You're supposed to say, how white is it?
How white is it?
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white. Oh, fuck. I don't got one.
What?
I had it, but I thought it
was... Oh, you lost it?
Okay, you want me to go then?
Yeah, go ahead. I fucked up.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it wears a MAGA hat.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it takes selfies at cross burnings.
What the fuck? It took me a minute to get it. And then they hit, and I'm just like, oh my god. That shit dark. Benji?
Okay, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it called me a fucking... Terrible.
What happened?
I think he was going to say Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it called him a racial slur.
Okay.
I almost said the slur.
Get your...
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it helped JBL kick Mexicans off the border.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Oh, hell no.
Tony Khan's,
okay. Okay, go ahead. You got it.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white it watches NWA.
Hey. Hold on. Time out. Shout out to Will, but that's not a slight against Will.
Okay, just a disclaimer. None of these are cited to be about anybody, okay?
No.
They're just about, you know.
People, general.
Just people that annoy us. Like, yeah. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it aggressively points when they're mad at you, you know? You know that aggressive point? Like, you.
Yeah. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it comes with its own privilege.
Oh, okay. That was meta. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Here, I got one. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it wears your shoes all over the house, like in the kitchen, in the family room, and then on the bed.
Oh my god!
Like, why do some people do that? I don't understand. Like, on the bed, like you just came from the city or something, you know? Anyway,
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white it French kisses his own dog.
Oh, that was a little real. I've seen that shit before. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it likes to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with a sombrero and a poncho.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it asks Mexican. It tells Mexicans, "Hey, Taco Tuesday." It's like the get show.
Oh man.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it had Juneteenth off.
Oh my god. Bro, how fucked up was that? I've seen like newscasts where it's like just nothing but black like anchors.
The newscasters and yeah.
Yeah, newscasters and like the white ones get the day off. What the fuck? Okay. Here's one. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that when it goes to a Mexican restaurant, it asks for a soft shell tortilla with lettuce, tomato, and cheese on it.
Tortilla.
Tortilla.
Oh, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, they think that the only chicken that you can get from Asia is orange chicken.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh man.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it comes married to a Philippine.
Oh, shit. Oh man. Damn. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it thinks blue lives matter.
Ooh. Yeah, okay, you know what? I have one just like that. Like, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white. Doesn't it say, but doesn't all lives matter?
Oh, my God. All right, what else? Shit. What else? I think I ran out. I've been, like, freestyling the last couple ones, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, okay.
Let me see. Benji, I think it's on.
Sure. On. Yeah, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it knows every word of sexy back.
He's stupid.
Oh, fuck.
Hell no.
Damn.
Oh, I was going to say, Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it's avocado toast.
Oh, my God.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it'll never marry a Kardashian.
Oh, man. Okay. Fuck, I don't think I have anything right now.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it gets away from the police officers by crying.
Fuck. Yeah, damn, what's another one? Drawing blanks here. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it likes to watch reruns of Seinfeld. Nice.
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it comes to a subscription with Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Well, all right. I mean, I think we best describe how pure white the cocaine is from Tony Khan.
Yeah.
And this was a good way to come back. You know what I'm saying? This is a good way to come back, kind of officially, okay. Unofficially. But yeah, we here, we live, you know?
Yeah.
We the homies. My dudes, plug your socials.
Sure. If you didn't want to cancel us after all that, you could follow me at Benji Calavera on the TikTok, on Instagram, Twitter, my art commissions, all stuff. You know what I mean? And I get your podcast whenever we do podcasts together and have with other people.
Wait, I think I thought of one. I don't know if it's too far off.
Go ahead. Go for it.
At this point,
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it likes to be double penetrated by two BBCs.
Okay. Okay.
That's oddly specific.
Here, you know what? I'll help you. I got one. This is kind of an inside joke. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, it doesn't wash his knees when they take a shower.
All right. Tony Khan's cocaine is so white, you can't tell when it gets ashy.
What?
You can follow me. If after that you still want to like enjoy more of my content, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at SESVince. The link tree in my bio says to everything Getcho, Straight Talk, Smack in the Raw, and Creation World. We'll be live on Smack in the Raw every Friday, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, midnight Eastern. And we'll be recording the next episode of the Straight Talk podcast with Bashara and special guest of Royal Magnitude. He'll be on the show. We'll be talking about the CP3 Beal trade to the Suns. We'll be talking about the stop and go of the Kristaps Porzingis trade to the Celtics that happened tonight.
Oh my.
And all the fallout for the NBA draft tomorrow or today when this goes up. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. At SES Vince, search up SES Vince in your favorite podcast player, and you'll be able to find the podcast ASAP.
All right. Well, you can find me to Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. You can't find me there. You can find me on Marks and Mics. But, yeah, guys, I appreciate this. We here. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much for all the listeners. And please don't cancel us. You know what I'm saying? Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it sings, "My life has turned into pieces. This is the last resort."
Tony Khan's cocaine is so white that it went to the Taylor Swift concert here in Chicago.
Oh, because I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. But we out of here.
Later, y'all.
Konnichiwa, bitches. Oh, no song or?
Oh, I didn't know this was an option this time. I thought you were just gonna.
I'm like waiting for the Thiago to come in. Like,
oh no, no, no! I thought that was just a one-time thing. I ain't doing that every time.
Okay. Anyway, we out of here.